come now to part of our service where we proceed to the ordination of Sheikh Ashmore as an elder. And in accordance with the directory of worship for the EPCEW, it is as a representative of the Presbytery Commission that as I speak, because as Kevin noted at the start, this is an act of the collective presbytery and not simply of this church, so it is together as a commission of presbytery that we gather. And it is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the sole King and Head of the Church, who being ascended on high and having given gifts unto men for the edifying of the Church, the body of Christ, that we are met here as a commission of the presbytery of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church in England and Wales, to ordain and install Jake Ashmore as a ruling elder in this congregation. And now we will proceed with Kevin McGrain asking the relevant questions, and then all the elders will gather and lay hands, and Gordon will lead in prayer for the prayer of ordination, and following that I will seek to give some words of charge to you, Jake, and then some words of charge to the congregation.
Jacob Ashmore, do you believe the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be the Word of God, the only infallible rule of faith and practice?
I do.
Do you believe the Westminster Confession of Faith and Catechisms, as accepted by this church, to be founded on and agreeable to the Word of God, and as such, do you subscribe them as the confession of your faith?
I do.
Do you believe the form of government of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church in England and Wales to be founded on and agreeable to the Word of God? And do you promise to adhere to and support it, and to yield submission in the Lord to the courts of this church?
I do.
Are you resolved through divine grace, firmly and constantly, to adhere to the doctrine contained in the Westminster Confession of Faith and Catechisms, as accepted by this church, and to teach the same, and defend them to the utmost of your power, against all error, so long as you remain an elder of this church?
I am.
So far as you know your own heart, have you been induced to undertake the work of the eldership in this place from love to God and from a sincere desire to promote his glory and to win souls to Christ?
I have.
Do you promise through divine grace to make full demonstration of your ministry among this congregation by visiting the people, instructing the young, visiting the sick, aiding in the government of the church, and discharging all other duties incumbent upon you as an elder of the Church of Jesus Christ?
I do.
Gracious God and Father, we bless you for the joy and the privilege of sharing in this service of ordination. We acknowledge that it is our risen Lord Jesus Christ who has given us the gifts of pastors and teachers, given them to his church, for its instruction in the faith and its spiritual growth and maturity. You have raised up your servant, Jake, to serve this congregation as an elder and shepherd in the flock of Christ. We ask you to bless him richly and to give him the wisdom, grace, courage to be a faithful, gentle, bold and unashamed servant of Christ amongst this church. As we now lay hands on him, may it please you to seal to his life the graces he will need to fulfill his calling, to the praise of our Lord Jesus and the blessing of this people. Amen.
Well, Jacob, as fellow elders with you, we ordain you to the eldership of Bury St. Edmunds Presbyterian Church in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And may he who began a good work in you bring that work to its fullest completion, to the praise of his glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Before we close our service, we'll give a few brief words of exhortation, first to Jake and then to the congregation. Acts 20, verse 28 says, "Therefore, take heed to yourself, and to yourselves, and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." This verse occurs in the farewell discourse between Paul and the Ephesian elders. And that whole discourse has so much to teach us about the nature of the work of the eldership. But just a few words about that particular verse that we just read. The first thought echoes something of what we saw in the life of Elijah, that the foundation of the work of the elder is personal piety. The first thing Paul says there is take heed to yourself. If there isn't that foundation of a consistent Christian life, then those whom you are seeking to oversee will not hear your words, because there would be that inconsistency between counsel and how yourself are living. Personal piety is the foundation of everything else. But the second thought to leave with you is that your entire ministry will be dependent upon the Holy Spirit. Take heed to yourself, yourselves, all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit made you overseers. That work of overseeing, of shepherding the Church of Christ, is a work that the Holy Spirit has equipped and gifted you for. It is not men who have gifted and equipped you for this work, it is the Spirit. And so, as well as personal piety, if you are to be effective as an elder, it will only be because you depend upon the Spirit in all things. It is the Spirit who will fan the flame of personal piety. It is the Spirit who will give you that wisdom which we all lack by nature. And it is the Spirit who will give you the strength to bear the extra burdens that will fall on you. Because no man can undertake the work of the eldership in his own strength or in his own gifts. And then finally, go about your work as an elder, remembering that it is not your church you serve in, but your calling is to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. It is the blood-bought people of God that you are seeking to shepherd and oversee. So on these evenings when you just wish you could have a quiet night with your family, and the phone goes calling you to help someone or deal with something in the life of the church, then remember this one thought: the person who needs me has been loved so much by God that his own son died for them. It is that thought above all others that will sustain in you that servant spirit that you need. each and every day remember. I serve the church God loved so much that he bought it with his own blood. Then to the congregation, it is not only Jake who has taken on himself great responsibilities today. It is yourselves as a congregation that have called Jake to this service, and so duties fall on you as well. We'll just ponder briefly Hebrews 13, verse 17. Obey those who rule over you, and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy, and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. That verse really sums up and encapsulates the duty that a congregation has towards its elders. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive. That is, as you've called Jay to have spiritual oversight in this congregation, honour him and honour that oversight. Honour his calling as a shepherd among you. Now that doesn't mean accept and do everything Jake says. Every calling to be submissive in the Bible is two great caveats, that as God's people we're all called to submit to one another, and that at the end of the day we stand submissive first and foremost to the word of God and not to any man. But with these caveats, that attitude of respect, that attitude of submission should characterize the attitude of those who have called and set apart Jake for this work. Strive to have that humble and submissive spirit, because the great truth of Hebrews 13:17 is that Jake now will have to give account for all of your souls to the living God. Obey those who rule over you. Be submissive, for they watch over your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. So this verse exhorts you to respond to Jake's ministry and the wider ministry of all the elders here, so that when they have to give an account before God of how this church has dealt with their ministries, they can say, I had the joy of serving in a church with this one great mark. These people loved the Lord Jesus Christ with all their hearts, and therefore they loved his servants and honored them. May that be your great response to Jake being set apart today.